You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey, it's that time of week to talk a little Mariners baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, Greg, the winter meetings are now done. Of course, a little beyond done. That doesn't mean that Jerry DePoto is done or anywhere near it. He continues to move and shake a little bit. Let's talk about the Steve Cishek move, the new closer for the Seattle Mariners. What'd you make of that?
That was, to me, one of the bigger moves he's made. I mean, they really need to solidify the back end of that bullpen, and they've moved some guys. They've really changed over that bullpen. And DePoto, a big believer that bullpen is critical, but also very volatile, and one of the harder places to really identify guys that are going to be consistent over years. And there's not a lot of Mariano Rivera's out there, so he's found a guy in Cishek that one is a proven closer, an established closer that's been there, and two was available, which is critical. Cishek, two and 3 years ago was on top of his game with the Marlins, and then struggled last year. Ended up getting sent down to the minors. Came back up, pitched better, and then got traded to St. Louis, and was better there, not in the closing role, but closed the season fairly well. And but was it a salary figure that the Cardinals were not interested in bringing back? It's kind of at the arbitration point of his career, getting closer type money, and the Cardinals not seeing him in that role for them, non-tendered him. So here was a guy out on the market, and DePoto identified him early as a guy that they really liked and they thought could really come in and fill that a big spot in the back of their bullpen. And I think one of the more interesting things, right out of the chute, DePoto said, hey, this guy will be our closer, and Joaquin Benoit will be in a setup role. And with some thought that Benoit might be a candidate for that closer role, and would have been if they hadn't been able to get Cishek. But they really like Benoit in the setup role, and he's been one of the better guys there through the course of his career, an excellent setup guy. So they like that setup with Charlie Forbush as a lefty candidate to be the other seventh, eighth inning kind of guys, and feed that thing to Cishek to finish things out. And that's the way they see it setting up. So we'll see how it rolls once they get planned. But definitely have an established end back end of the bullpen, and it made a lot of moves there. Like I said, we've seen Fernando Rodney dealt, obviously, after his tough season, middle of the year last year. Tom Wilhelmsen, who closed out the year as the closer, was traded away. And Danny Farquhar has been traded. Carson Smith traded away. So really, really needed to replace those guys with some quality, and they feel like they got that with Cishek.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is kind of an exciting signing. A couple things. Let's start with Benoit. You know how guys are, right? Everybody wants to be the closer, oftentimes because it equates to money, and it's a big show now when you come in and close a game. But Benoit, as you pointed out, he has been such a great eighth inning guy. I almost wonder, like, if in his mind, man, no way, I'm happy to be the setup guy. If some guys would feel passed over, do you get a sense? I don't know if you've had a chance to even explore that angle with him yet, but do you think Benoit will be pretty comfortable with just being in that setup role?
That's a great question, and not one I can answer. I would have to say that he'd be comfortable in it because he's been in it a ton. Does he want to be a closer? That's a question. We haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, and probably won't until closer to spring training. But it's certainly, I would assume, a guy who's been in that role and is 38 years old is kind of at the point of his career where he kind of gets what he's doing and knows how to fit in. So we'll see what he has to say when we get a chance. But certainly, if you look at his career, and he saved 24 games for the Tigers in 13, and it was. Also in that role at times with the Padres in 14, I think another 11 saves or so there. But the rest of his career, pretty much a setup guy. It was interesting. DePoto did say before they signed Cishek, he mentioned that he would have been comfortable going with Benoit as a closer. In fact, that Jim Leland called him at one point and said, hey, whenever I needed this guy to close, he handled it very well. And kind of unsolicited, Leland kind of came forward and said, you got a guy who can do that if you need it, for sure. So, and I thought that was interesting, but you got to have more than one guy is another thing. It's certainly nice to have a second guy that can fit into that role if anything happens with C-Sheck or things don't work out well. You know, depth and is one of the big things that DePoto's talked about adding, and that's certainly a case there with another established guy who can be there if needed. So it's a marathon, as we all know, and you got to have a lot of hands on deck, and it's a little more comforting, I think. Certainly, as a follower of the Mariners, to see kind of where they are now with that bullpen, it's where they were a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's a good point, though, too. Very, very nice luxury to have two guys you feel comfortable going to in that spot. C-Sheck, you know, I think he reported $4 million and $6 million with some incentives as well. That seems like a reasonable deal to me for a guy who can legitimately close.
Sure, if he's the guy you want, and part of the reason they were able to do that is because they did build in some incentives, and if he does become a successful and permanent closer, he can make up to $3.5 million more each year. So if he is that guy closing out games, that salary will be up a little more where you'd expect a closer to be. And that, to me, that's the way it should be. I like incentive-based contracts personally. I getting paid for what you do makes a lot more sense to me than getting paid for what you did, 3 years ago. So that's just me. I'm these guys are all making pretty good money, and I don't think anybody's gonna worry about how many X dollars to come in the end. But it seems to me a reasonable contract for a guy who's still got a lot. I mean, he's 29. He's really getting into his prime, and I think it seems like an interesting guy. He was in the National League. I haven't covered him a ton, watched him a ton, but he's that sidearmer, comes from down low. Seems like an interesting guy talking to him. So we'll look forward to seeing what he can do with the Mariners this coming year.
Yeah. Well, one more big piece, maybe the big piece for the Mariners added in Steve C-Sheck. Great stuff, Greg. Next week, we got to talk about what's next for this team. If there's anything left for Jerry DePoto to do, so think about that. We'll discuss that next week.
Sounds good, Dave. Look forward to it.
All right. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.